The holidays are here, and with it comes a lot of pressure. So let me give you some friendly advice. It's your boy, Corey Blaze here. Take the stress out of holiday shopping by doing all your shopping through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or from your phone by entering fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon in your browser. I refuse to look panicked, rushed, or unprepared this holiday season. Be like me and the rest of the guys on the show and shop Amazon through our portal. Happy holidays and go easy on yourself.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh, we're live?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, you messed up.
I'm sorry. I got a dilemma over here.
What happened?
I need to refill my e-cig.
Oh, okay.
My Halo Sig Sub-Zero. I'm all out. I need to fill it.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to look at you without revealing my face because, you know.
Yeah, you're going with the hoodie today, but nobody cares about that.
No, not really. Lip,
why didn't you give me the heads up that we were going?
You should be knowing all this stuff already.
Oh, okay. We got a double dilemma now because now I'm out of Sub-Zero e-liquid. This is a problem.
You're screwed because I got lights right here.
What do you have over there? You have any? You don't have any e-liquid? You got
inside
the kid. You got the kid flavors anyway.
It's bubble gum.
Are you sure?
That sounds good.
Josh James, get off your cell phone on my show.
Sorry. Hey, right. Make sure that thing's on silent too.
Yeah, mine don't go on silent no more. Just you were talking about how great my we haven't even introduced you yet. People don't even know you here.
I didn't know we was on. I thought y'all were saying we messed up or
we did mess up. We didn't really weren't prepared to go on when we went on. So now we're trying to back up and
hey, Just
do it right.
It's a family.
You're gonna feel this whole thing.
You know what? I'm seeing you right there. My bad.
It's a family.
I'll make sure I stop at 10.
That's to be like right there.
Yeah, right there. Half the page.
And just you know, I have good ideas. Wouldn't you say that I have good ideas?
Great ideas.
I think you have good ideas.
I do. And you don't have good ideas. I have like a good idea, like, you know, starting a radio show. That was a good idea.
That was one of your most brilliant ones.
Yeah, that was an understatement. That's an awesome idea.
That wasn't right. Thank you, Just. Finally, somebody here to elevate me.
Yeah.
I also had the good idea about, you know, going to school, studying hard, making a whole lot of money and a horrible, horrible job that I can't talk about on the show. They threatened to fire me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking, Jess.
Dang.
Yeah.
I do it just for some controversy.
Just
to make it to the news or something.
Too big of a too big. Yeah, internet radio podcaster Corey Blaze decides to attack his employer that pays him hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
News at 11.
Wouldn't and then be a news studio. Thing.
What room at your house will I be living in? Because I will not have a job after that. But I come up with some pretty good ideas on a normal.
Yes.
Yeah, like when you want to bring us food, that's a really good idea.
Right, and the only reason why I do that is because it benefits me.
Of course.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
Ball smooth,
sometimes
son.
You require three dinners.
Three dinners?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And like, even though it doesn't look very well, I had the idea of wearing Halo Sig shirt, even though it's very snug today. But it's all right. It's not too bad.
It makes you look much thinner, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All black camera makes you
camera
thinner,
angles.
So.
So I've come up with another really great idea.
Okay.
What is it?
And I think Justin, you might be able to get behind this. You know?
All right, yeah.
Do you have any idea what it may be?
I'm not.
I'm sure it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. So I'm not Anthony Frost, though, where I'm into fashion and whatnot.
No, you're far away from that.
But, you know, I've been doing yoga. I've been doing yoga.
Really?
I've been doing yoga.
I don't believe that.
I have.
Do you ever stand on your feet? At any time.
Yes. I do Tiger Crunch and Child Crunch and Baby Maker and Split Platoon.
Kung Fu Panda.
That's code for your breakfast.
Panda Express. Blue the Bear. I do all those moves. The bare necessities of life. They come to you.
That'll be weird seeing you out there floating down the river on your back, belly up. That'll be interesting.
That's true.
I can lay on your stomach and we'll take pictures.
I've only done that once in high school, and I blocked it out after 18 steps of therapy. So I normally come up with really good ideas, Just yeah. James. You know, come on.
Yeah, you said that.
Ah, I like you.
So the idea is what, Corey?
So the idea is something that I've raved against
Ooh.
For a long time. Just don't sit there and get indignant.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
You're sitting there getting indignant.
You got me all amped about the idea. I got good ideas.
I know, but that's
trying to hear it.
But that's the whole idea. In radio, we call it the buildup.
Oh, gotcha.
And you sitting there getting indignant over the fact that you think we're sitting around just chilling. And you're like, Corey, just get to the point, Corey. I got places to be.
My bad. You're right. I just learned a new word today. Indignant.
Addicted.
It's like ignorant, but with a D in it. Ignant and indignant, they cousins. I think they really.
Ignant, just with a D in it.
That was ignorant right there.
You said it, man. Oh, God, that was great. So ignorant with a D in it, I came up with the idea. That I think I'm not fashion conscious as, you know, Anthony and everybody else is, but I think I can finally, because I'm doing the yogurt, I think I can finally make a purchase of a certain apparel item that I have raved against in the past.
What is leggings? That be?
No, not leggings. No, not leggings, but close.
Heavy clothing because it gets too hot.
No. I got my winter blubber coming in nicely this time of year. but I think that I might make the jump and buy some skinny jeans.
Oh!
No. You better buy a lot of large for that.
I don't know if I
a lot of large.
You guys all suck.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
You're acting like you're nervous or something.
Well, yeah, I am.
What are you nervous about? I'm the one that's under the gun here. Trial starts tomorrow.
You want to know what I'm nervous about? I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. I am in the dark here with all this legal crap. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is you're screwing up, and I can't help.
You lent me a little camera, didn't you?
Oh, Vinny, I'm watching you go down in flames, and you're bringing me with you, and I can't do anything about it.
And?
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already, but we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
Lisa, I don't need this. I swear to God, I do not need this right now, okay? I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. An idiot who wants to fight me for $200. Slaughtered pigs. Giant loud whistles. I ain't slept in 5 days. I got no money. A dress code problem. And a little murder case, which in the balance holds the lives of 2 innocent kids. Not to mention your biological clock, my career, your life, our marriage, and let me see, what else can we pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
Maybe it was a bad time to bring it up.
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony Frosto. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Yeah, I had to do a little bit of a camera adjustment there during the opening of the show, folks. Hey, everybody, it's Sheila E. to sing for you today. We've got the throwback to 1986 coming up here on the top of the hour. We'll be giving away a car, and at the 7 o'clock hour, to call number 10. Yeah. Who said I can't do music radio?
Yeah. Fortunately, we get no more than 3 calls.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah, it was. I did all right. Orly, would I get a thumbs up for that? All right. Thank you, music radio boy. All right, folks. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for November 12th, 2015. Here in Studio G, put your book away while I'm giving a speech. What? It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon Black Friday Deals. If you thought the sales on Amazon were amazing, be prepared to be blown away. Because on Amazon, through our website, the Black Friday deals are already available and more are being released every day. I went to our Amazon portal to order my pasta maker. Yes, I'm trying to make pasta this weekend. And when I looked up the price last month, the pasta maker was $49.95. With the Black Friday deal, I got my stainless steel pasta maker for $22.99 and it shipped one day free. Check out the best Amazon Black Friday deals through the Shop Amazon button on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Right, Jess? Any right there? Go ahead. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's $1 million. He makes $2.7 million a year, and he just danced with his mouth open on my show. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him at the opening of the show. That was badly executed by me, but we got through it. Friend of the show, music producer extraordinaire, bassist, father, goofball, my friend, who, because backed by popular demand.
Oh, I'm popular. A little bit. Demanded.
Just a little bit. By everybody that heard the Best Of show, where Just James was featured on the Best Of with the Renee episode.
Yes. How is she, by the way?
I don't know.
You haven't talked to her?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
She was awesome.
She was great. But Just James, friend of the show, and we're happy to have him back, man. It's been a while since
you've been
gone for a while, man.
No, man.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks. Been over a year.
Dang, it's been that long.
It's been that long.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, you just punched out.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got super busy.
I do that.
And then I begged and begged and begged you over the last 2 weeks. And I'm like, just please, just come back to the show. Just come back. Baby, come back. You can blame on me. I was wrong. I just can't. So Just James is back. He's joining us in the studio, sitting in all the time, all day, every day. And we appreciate that,
man.
What's been new with you, brother? What's been going on? Update us. We get a whole lot of new listeners, and there's a lot of people that have joined the show since the last time you were here. They may not be familiar with your body of work. And familiar with what you do. If they look on our website, there's a lot of pictures of a lot of events that you and I have done together.
We've had some.
Torn this city up.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Oh. We some pioneers, brother.
We are some pioneers.
Brother.
We are like that game that all the kids used to play back in the 80s called Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, I love that.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'm gonna pretend I know.
No, I don't even act like you're young, because you're not, bro. You old school, man. You droop balls just like the rest of us.
Was that on Atari?
No, that
was a computer game.
That was a computer game. Oregon Trail.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, it was
floppy disk.
Yeah, when the screen.
Floppy disk. Oh, I remember floppies. Back
when
the
screen
day.
Was the background was black and the animation was all green.
What do they
call that? 16-bit? Something like that?
I thought it was 8-bit.
Don't sit over there and act like
you
don't
know. Is it 8 or 16?
Who's that guy? Huh?
Is it 8 or 16-bit?
That's some random dudes just walked in. And
they leave the
I thought you don't give out this address.
We don't.
No one should know where this is at.
No one does know where this is at, but somehow, who's that guy got in?
How did he just... Oh, my God.
I don't know.
He's not going to... You know, I got my limo outside.
I know you got your limo outside, and we should have known. And Philippius hipped it to me, because before the show started, you know, I was, you know, in that little workspace that I have prepping for the show, and I was crying,
like you always do.
I'm glad y'all all just busted out laughing when I admitted that
you know
I cried.
I always laugh.
I know, because you are emotionally dull inside, but that's okay. We'll pass that up. We'll get past it. So I was in my office. I was in my cubbyhole. I was crying. You know, I'm just crying, just hurtful. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Nothing. You guys all suck. And Philippians comes and he says, Corey, Just James must be here because the limo pulled up and three huge black dudes walked into the building.
You know, I come deep, son.
And of course, as soon as all the three black people walk into the building, all the white people left. So I was out in the parking lot with all the white people because that's where we go. I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if there was like a fried chicken expo that was taking place or maybe there was a white cop in the area and they were trying to get beat up or I don't know what they were trying to do or maybe, you know, they were coming to see if their daughter was still in there, you know, in her seat in the school before the white cop pulled her out. I don't know what was happening, but there was a whole lot of big Negroes walking through the building and I was scared. And I was crying. I was alone.
You did. You no. Actually, you ran out with the white people.
I ran out with the white people.
Yeah, you did.
Because that's what I do. Because I'm white.
What?
You know, I need to. I think I need to fire them.
You do.
Because every time I go somewhere, all the white people leave.
Yeah, because your security guards are building one and building two. That's what they come in and they're just buildings with hair. So Philippians comes in and tells me, "Hey, I think Just James is here." And I'm like, "Oh, of course it's Just James. He's 3 minutes late."
It's better than last time.
Yeah, last time you didn't show up. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you want to go there? Yeah.
Oh, that's why Just, I said it's better than last time.
Just
progress, not perfection, Corey.
Just
progress.
Didn't show up. Not once. Philippians, tell me if I'm wrong. Not once, but three times.
Three times?
You
I did that three times?
You boned us on the show.
Oh, wow.
I didn't want to bring it up because you know me. I'm not the one that's going to bring up bad news, and I'm not the one that's going to air out anybody's dirty draws. That's not what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm here to do,
it's
Just.
It's Babe's fault.
Yeah.
Blame it on Babe.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. That's always takeaway out. Always takeaway out. That's it, Justin. No ownership, Just. Don't try the ownership. It'd be
you
fine.
Know, you know, I'm Just James. I can't take ownership.
I'm Just James. Did you hear that? I don't think I've ever heard him say that. I'm the cocky one. He literally just looked at everybody in here and said, I'm Just James.
Like LeBron said, he's the best player in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the best in the world.
You did blow us off three times,
you know,
man.
What it was?
What was it? It was Bay.
It was Bay.
It was Bay. You know what? Always check Bay. I think I just typed the show. Always check Bay.
Bay.
Bay. That's what it is.
Bay.
Yeah. I totally forgot that he blew us off three times. Not only did he blow us off. Just, I'm not here to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
We happy you here, and I know you're a very
This is why you guys
person.
Asked me back on the show.
Yeah.
So they can bash you. Just
because
like
we
that.
Need
the best
to
Just James show.
Just James, it is not about bashing you, and it is not about, you know, coming after you and attacking you on the show. That's the last thing that's on my mind.
My feelings
mind.
Are hurt.
But
your feelings are hurt?
No.
When did you get your feelings back? You a musician, bro.
Oh, you got some good ones.
I do. I got another one, too. I wrote them down before when I was in my office crying. I wrote them down. I even got a rim shot over here. All right, I'm done. I'm not going to attack you. We're happy you're here. I'm happy you're
no,
here.
No, I want you to tell me what you was about to say something else. You
no.
said not only did I blow you off three times, but tell me.
I was wondering why you blew us off three times. I know what I was going to say. Not only did you blow us off three times, but you did the ultimate celebrity move.
What?
You blew us off 30 minutes before the show was going to go live.
Oh, really?
That's what you did. 30 minutes before the show was going to. Wow. I was in here. I was in the studio. I was getting all ready. I was turging. I was happy. I was excited. I had some chicken earlier that day, so it was perfect day for me. And then I get in here in the studio. I'm like, okay, Lip, set it all up. Just James is coming in. We got the red carpet rolled all out. Yep, this is when the studio looked like damp, crap, disgusting. You know, before we got all professional now, before it was just like, we looked like we were just doing this from the pits of hell, the armpits of hell. So we get the studio all set up, ready to go. We got cheese and crumpets all out. You know, it's Just James. It's Just James. We got the bottles that got the gold label on the top of it, or we may have just printed those out on the printer. I don't know, but it was gold at the top of the bottle.
That was just bubble gum.
It was bubble gum bottles. We had all that laid out. He called us up 30 minutes before the show. I had to fire everybody before the show because I'm like, y'all get out. We don't need you anymore. Just James ain't coming. Had to come in here and do a regular, ordinary show.
Oh, man. Wow. And it was the worst one.
It was horrible. It was so bad, Justin, I didn't even listen back to it. Okay, maybe I did.
Dang, was that bad?
No, I wasn't. I'm just trying to give you a guilt trip. It was a damn good show.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm good.
You are.
You know, you might be Just James, but I'm
Corey Blaze.
You got that
and that's
right.
A doper name, too.
You damn right.
Blaze. That's
Yeah. 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 Nah. Nothing. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, man. I'm just busting your balls. You're a good friend of mine. You've always supported this product and always supported what we've done. And it's been a fair trade.
Yeah.
Of my industry combined with your industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My little brother says hello. You know he just had a new baby.
I see that.
Yeah, baby fell out the other day.
Tell him I said what?
No, I'll tell him that you said your life is over.
Stop. How many, is this his first one?
I stopped counting after 7.
Oh, dang.
No, I'm kidding. No. No, this ain't his first one, but he made it. He played it up on Facebook like it was his first one.
Yeah.
But no, this is child number 3.
Free.
Oh. Wow.
1, 2, free. Because after you get the third one, the government just give you free money.
Oh,
yeah. 1, 2, free money. Right? Ain't that right?
No, that's not right.
This is his third one, and baby fell out. And the thing is that they all look the same. Every baby looks the same.
That's good.
But they're like 5 years apart, but they all look the same.
Oh, they look the same age?
They all look the same. Literally, when the new baby that just fell out is grown up, her 5-year-old sister, they're going to look like twins. They are exactly the same.
Oh, wow.
Little D's men don't change. They have the same chemical makeup.
Okay. I don't. All right.
You got babies, and they all cute in different ways.
Okay.
Little D's look like his babies just come out the same way. Over and over, there's no variance. They're the same, going to be the same. The height, they're going to talk the same way, they're going to look the same way. They look like twins, even though they're born 5 years apart.
It sounds like he found a spot that he liked, and his aim is consistent.
You know? Oh, it's all in the aim.
Yeah, it's in the aim.
It's all in the aim.
Because you know, if you slightly go to the left,
everything you got in a box to the left.
That's the indignancy.
Uh huh.
See what I did there?
I see what you did. You brought it back, player. You brought it back.
Because it got the D in it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you a bell.
Okay.
What the hell you been up to? What's been going on with you? What's new in your world, Captain? Fill us in.
Man. All right.
Uh-huh.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine?
Man. It really is.
Anthony? What?
I've been in rehab.
You've been in rehab?
No, I'm joking. No, I just been doing my daddy thing, man.
You in rehab, Justin?
I was, man.
How many more steps you got to go?
Oh, brother.
12? 16? 24? 36?
More like 45.
12. I'm in food rehab.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Food rehab is when you just
eat as much as you can.
Thank you, Lip. All right, just back to you.
You're boring.
Oh, don't mean I was boring on my own show.
Oh no. Man, I've just been chilling, you know, enjoying my family. I had a new baby not too long ago. His name is Levi.
Oh, congratulations there. Yeah, yeah.
And I just been doing my daddy thing, man, just spending time with my kids and
okay.
You know, I've been on that soul searching journey. I ain't trying to be deep, but you know, I've just been trying to be a better Just James. You know,
Just James.
I mean, I'm still basing it, still producing, okay. You know, still doing all that lovely stuff. But all
right.
I've just been focusing on family stuff now.
You're getting all deep. I got to get you.
Not deep like that. I ain't trying to be like, oh my God, Daddy of the Year Award. I'm just saying.
Going to break down some gospel soon?
Huh? No. Oh, I like the suspenseful stuff.
He was born. In a world, just
one man,
and just now he still touches his bass guitar, but now he's a father, changing diapers, pampers, not personas.
You should have put that Lion King up right there. That's my joint, man.
All right, so what's going on with the music, man? Anything new with the music in the music world?
Oh, man.
No new projects? I know you've been out and about and moving around and all kind of craziness and shenanigans,
There's something in the works, I could say that. Something coming up.
Oh, a little tease? Yeah.
This artist out here named Tina Estes. Pretty dope.
Tina Estes?
Tina Estes.
Estes.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
You should
have
her on the show, actually.
Really? I should. Yeah, well, every recommendation you've given me, they come on the show and then they go and they blow up and we're still sitting here talking into a microphone.
You should have her on the show. But there's some stuff that we're going to do together, music. And it's going to be pretty dope. She's like a singer, songwriter, guitar player. She plays piano as well. And it's going to be like a, think Sade meets.
I'm already in.
Esperanza Spalding.
I don't know who Esperanza Spalding meets, is.
Okay, we'll go simpler. We'll do Sade meets, what's that weird?
Julio Iglesias.
Like, because she plays in Spanish. she's from the Philippines, but she got a smooth vibe about her.
Oh, she's from Philippians? Yeah. Oh, Philippines. I'm sorry, Philippines, I thought you said Philippians.
But she has also this kind of fusion-y, kind of indie type of, you know, it's dope. It's okay. Just dope.
You kill that type of fusion indie type thing.
That's
man.
My thing.
I know, that's why you kill it.
That's why it's in the works. It's all coming
right,
up.
All right.
So that's what I'm doing that right now.
So will we know? Will you announce it when it's official, official it's here on the show?
You know how I do, Corey.
Yes.
I need this by tonight.
And what are you going to give me in exchange, Jess?
Call you 30 minutes before the show cancels. Start some drama around this piece, son.
Start some drama. That's good, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man.
I'm looking forward to that. That sounds like it's gonna be pretty hot. You don't put your name behind something.
Yeah, and I've got my stuff together. You know, Corey's taught me a lot about that. Get my ish. My ish tight. Philippians caught that one.
Got my ish tight. It did it anyway. He did it anyway.
I'm gonna stop at five.
Hey, at least he set himself a nice goal.
I did it on the back end though.
You still did it.
Okay. All right. But yeah, you know, so that's what's going on.
That's good, man. I'm excited to see that. I've been seeing, of course, you know, anybody that follows, you can follow Jess on Facebook as well.
Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram.
And I'm even on Snapchat. Y'all got Snapchat?
I don't know about the Snapchat.
You don't snap?
Thing.
You should definitely get Snap. All the random stuff that you think about, it's a snap. That's a place for Snap.
But I have that hashtag on Twitter, Random Thoughts by Corey.
You can hashtag on Snap. You just can't click it.
But see, this is what I don't understand. Maybe you can help me understand this. What I don't understand about Snapchat is that, do I have to give out my cellular number?
No. Oh, you mean put it in the thingy thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to do that.
See, I don't want to do that.
Why don't you want to do that?
Because I think that's just too invasive. That's another reason why I don't have a Facebook app on my phone.
Oh,
because
you have to put
It's just too intrusive.
So they can take your number and do stuff with it?
They can do whatever they want with it. And the last thing, and I have been very successful, and I'm very proud of the fact that I don't get many telemarketer calls. I probably get one or two telemarketer calls a year.
Is that where that come from?
That's what they do. When you put your phone number into these apps or you put your phone number on random websites, you get, they sell that information. That's why when I build an account or something like that, I put the studio number on everything and the studio phone rings off the hook all day.
Mm.
But that's why I don't want to do that. Snapchat, and the thing is, they're not doing it maliciously. They telling you that they're going to do it in that little fine print that nobody reads.
The terms and conditions. Mm.
And what they don't. Yeah, that was a message. I felt that. Mm. I felt that coming. Yeah, I felt that. In the terms.
I almost reached in my pocket and gave you an offering.
In the terms and conditions of the application.
Oh.
Tells you that we. Have the right to utilize your telephone number in any way we see fit. If we want to give your phone number over to Apple, we can give it to Apple. Oop, that's somebody that shut the door. Sorry, get out.
Somebody don't want to hear your message.
You ain't got to hear my message. You lost a member. I got a lot of people.
As a musician and music director, I want to tell you, your band that just played for your preaching, horrible.
They horrible?
They hit one note the whole time. Oh, come on, son. Yes.
How many notes they supposed to hit, Jess?
At least. They can at least go to the four. They've been on the one the whole time.
Hey, can y'all get off the four? y'all... Hey, back there, Justin.
They're back there?
Yeah. Can y'all get off the floor? Hit me one time. They can't get off the phone, Justin. I'm sorry.
What'd you hire?
Lupe and them.
Was it them dudes that stand on the corner and look for work? Mm-hmm. Circle car?
It's actually one dude with like a whole lot of strings hanging from the ceiling. And there's a mallet on the drums. There's a mallet on the organ. There's a mallet on the keyboard. It's a one-man band like that dude that do the halftime show at the Phoenix Suns games. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's budget that guy reason. Going back there.
Budget,
yeah,
I think reason.
Yeah, budget yeah, constraints.
You have to buy all the stuff for the studio.
Yeah, after the being fiscally conservative is what we have to do here at BDB Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
See, but if you
like the new sign you guys got,
thank you very much.
It's nice.
Yeah, yeah,
it's nice.
Hookers 24/7.
Yeah, way to be discreet.
Yeah, we don't want nobody to know. A big old sign that says BDB Radio Network. He's here. Corey is not, though.
BDB. What does that stand for? It's a family show. I can't say it.
He's never told me. I've been asking for a while.
I'll tell you on intermission.
Nobody knows. Intermission.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you see the lobby lights start to blink, please come back into the theater. Mm. We don't have no intermission.
I mean, anytime you see a B on this side, a B on this side, and a D in the middle, I mean, come on now. Put it together. BDB. You know, BDB. You know. So just use your imagination.
Yeah, they do. When you put your phone number into those applications on your phone,
I know that.
They can do whatever they want with that information. That was him giving me the break side, Jess.
Oh.
What'd you think he was doing? Signaling me to have the UFOs fly over California?
That green?
No, it's yellow. Oh,
I thought it was green.
Are you colorblind?
No, I just, you know, I get excited when I see green. Anything green looks like weed to me.
He gonna get off that four in a minute. Get off the four.
That's the one.
Oh, get off the one.
I want him to play the four.
Play the four. You ain't pissed him off now, Just. Yeah. He ain't got nothing to say. So let's take a break.
Taking his gear off. Going.
All right, well, Just James, are you gonna sit in with us for the rest of the show, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. We got a couple of things we're gonna get to. Number one, Justin, believe it or not, the blacks hate me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They really do.
They really do.
Well, you
really
know what, blacks? Like, I hate you.
All right, folks, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this. Well, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. You know what's so amazing? That right here, yes, I tried it before. I've got my variable voltage electronic cigarette. I am rocking my Halo Sig shirt, and Lip is as well, right, Lip? Lip's got his Halo Sig shirt on right there. Yeah. Woo. Halo Sig's fully represented, folks. Look, I tell you so much. I really, really do love my Triton Tank system, especially now with my variable voltage battery. You can get the same thing, man. And we were at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. We're still reeling from all of that. It's phenomenal. Premium electronic cigarettes that by far are market leaders. All you got to do is just try it. And you can get them all at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Also, check out their new kick-ass redesign site. It is so easy to get their products. All the details you need are right there. I got here. I had my Halo 6 regular battery. It started getting a little light. You can always tell when it's about to die because, you know, your pull gets a little light. Mm. Whipped out my variable voltage. And if I turn this up a little bit higher, Justin James will be vaping. I'm telling you that right now, folks. We all vape. I vape. Philippius vapes. Anthony vape. You vape, too. And get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6, we are all vaping, baby.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, Just James.
Yo.
All right, so there was some fallout from last week's show. And you know, there's not many times where I decide to actually pay attention to the fallout. Okay. I say things on the air that piss people off all the time.
Okay.
And I let it fall away. But this in particular kind of got not under my skin. I just think that it's something that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. So last week I made some comments about the Spring Valley student. that was the girl that was pulled out the chair in the school.
Oh, yeah, I remember that conversation. Oh, yeah,
the girl that got thrown across the room.
The girl that got flung across the room. Yeah. And so what has happened is that people think, I've been called an advocate for police brutality.
Mm. Yeah, you might not like him. You being a black person, you're going to change your opinion.
Mm. I have been told that I have... I'm not a racist, but basically, I'm an advocate for police brutality.
Okay,
is what I was told.
Well, we know Corey Blaze is not an advocate for police brutality,
right? But people have said that because of my take on the Spring Valley student.
Okay,
I said that after the teacher told her to get off the phone, the principal came in, told her to get off the phone. She still didn't do it. Police came in. I think the police handled it the way that a police handles situations. Mm-hmm. I've seen police do that takedown on several people in the streets, in the clubs, in the restaurants, whatever it is. You orderly and out of line, that's how they take you down. Mm-hmm. And I think that cop should be reinstated. And of course, I also said, I may or may not have said that they need to taser in the tits.
You really did.
Or pistol whipper. I may or may not have thrown that out there. That might have been a little too far.
A little foggy there.
It's a little foggy there. So, the blacks hate me.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Number one, they don't listen to this type of show.
Yeah.
But when...
They're not finna support it financially either.
So. No. But when one posted out, it seems like there is a certain segment of the African-American community that decides to say, oh, we don't know who this guy is. We don't know what he really said, but somebody said that he said something. So I'm just going to jump on and hate him, too. That's literally what took place.
One of those people.
One of them people. Now, it was now I got more. I received more people saying, hey, you know what, Corey? You got a valid point. You took it in a very different direction, but you have a valid point. Mm-hmm. Anthony called me, and I don't think, Anthony, I don't think you really agreed with what I was saying.
No, I think I told you you were wrong.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And Anthony brought Anthony even brought it home and said, what if it was your child that was in that chair? And my reply was, if we'd be having the same conversation, if the teacher told him once, the principal told him a couple more times, and he didn't listen, he didn't open himself a can of whoop ass, and whatever come out of that can, he deserved because he should have listened. Mm. That's the way that I look at it.
Yeah.
And that was the argument. Well, that clearly got under some people's skin.
Yeah, like I would have said they should have just expelled the heifer. You know?
she didn't want to get out. She didn't want to get out. You've seen the video.
Oh, I saw it.
How do you feel about it?
Well,
honestly,
I agree with you the part when you said the teacher told her.
Teacher told her.
The principal told her.
Principal told her.
And then before the cop got physical, he told her,
gave her every opportunity,
right,
to get off the phone.
I agree with the cop having to use physical force.
Yeah.
My only disagreement was when he got her out the chair, he threw her across the room. It was two different. It wasn't like a one motion. It was like, you out the chair, now I'm about to toss you.
Yeah,
you know, that's the only thing I didn't like.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
But, that's the only thing let's back it all the way up to the root, if the roots weren't there, it would have never bled. It would have never led to her being to the bitch sliding across the floor. They was also pissed at the fact that I kept calling her a bitch.
Oh, well, that's what she was being at. She was being a bitch. wait, hold on.
Yeah,
hold the hell on, Philippius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold your ass
and bitches, but I can't say.
Well, because that's okay.
Bitch is female dog.
Yeah, but that's like a stronger word.
No,
than
it's
like,
not. No. We know. We got your examples. We fully understand what you said.
Okay, so that's a lesser word than the other one.
You can. Yes. We've done this before on the show. Sidebar.
I never heard you
can say bitch. You can say hell. You can say ass. You just can't say hole right after it.
And I can't. No
F bombs.
No number twos.
No number twos. Okay. No F bombs and no number twos.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. This is not cable.
No, it's the internet. It's
okay. Got it.
It's
again
the internet.
Got it. All right. So, but I was gonna say,
yes,
I understand
please.
Where Corey's coming from an adult perspective.
Adult perspective.
Because when you grow up, if you don't take responsibility for your actions, you know, consequences like that happen, you know. Yeah. So at the end of the day, she wasn't she wasn't, she brought whatever she got, she brought to herself
she
for
did.
Not being, you know, obedient, for not being reasonable. Even if you wanted to be on the phone, excuse yourself from the class. Nobody mm-hmm. is forcing you to be here. You have every right to get up and walk out and go do what you want to do.
Get the right? hell up and walk the hell out.
So the fact that she was being disruptive in class, and I saw somebody else post something on Facebook that said she was stopping the rest of the class from getting their learn on. And I agree with that. There's other kids yeah. in there that wanted to learn and wanted to, you know, get their work done, and she yep. was being very disruptive. So at the end of the day, she could have saved herself from that drama with the police if she, just like a kid, hey, Pops used to tell me, hey, don't do that, or I'm going to whoop your ass. You see, I had to put the hole at the end of it.
People are also saying, yeah. people are also saying to call the cops when you want to whip your kids. Like, why is there so much policing going on?
I don't know.
Yeah, there should, policing is
cool. But she was tripping, and she brought it on herself. I agree with that.
I got an answer to that question, Anthony. Oh, yeah. Why is there so much policing going on?
Yeah.
Because folks didn't got too damn lazy. And what happens is that we ask for an inch, and they took a mile. So now that we didn't let these police and the governments too far in our lives because we don't want to handle, some people don't want to handle their business, now they all the way in and we don't have an out plan. We haven't figured out how to get them the hell out of our lives. Mm-hmm. That's why they're in our homes. That's why they're in our jobs. That's mm-hmm. why they're in our phones. That's why they're all over the place, because we went to them. What I've said this on the show, and I will say it again. I will beat this drum. I tell you, once you ask the government to help, they will mess it up. And that's exactly what they do every time. Everybody wants the government to come in and bail them out. Help us with this. Help us with that. But what they're going to do is they're going to come in. They're going to government it up.
Yep.
And that is what we've allowed them too far in, because we asked for an inch and they came in a whole mile.
I'm a co-sign. You know what I mean?
We told them just to put the head in and they went all the way in. What?
I'm a co-sign just a little bit.
I apologize for that.
I'm going to say this. A lot of the parents in this generation are young parents.
Yes.
So, you know, they don't have that old school, I will whoop your ass if you talk back. I will whoop your ass if you don't do what I tell you to. Huh?
You'll get arrested.
Just
you know, I will beat my kids' ass in front of 10 police and dare them to arrest me.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna not whoop my kid because I'm afraid of, you know, whatever they gonna. My dad expect me. Yeah, you.
I'm gonna be on the sideline saying,
Let me ask you a question. Did you get whooped when you was growing up, Jeff?
Hell yes.
Anthony, did you get whooped when you was growing up?
About every day. Yeah, okay.
Philippians, did you get whooped when you were growing up?
Sure did.
And has any of us been thrown out of a chair by a police officer?
No.
Have you ever been thrown in jail?
Have you ever been thrown in jail?
Then bam. You are a blessed adult.
I did it overnight.
Overnight? Well, yeah. Suspended license or something?
No, I got caught smoking weed.
In a Walmart.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. That's just
one night.
Wrong place, wrong time, bad decision.
We catch you smoking weed right before every show. It's fine. Right. It's fine. But because we all got our ass beat, we ain't never found ourselves in a situation where we're facing a police officer or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So if you beat your kid's ass, you ain't got to worry about nobody else doing it.
Parents is too busy trying to be friends with their kids.
Like, you ain't no friend, you a parent.
That little girl who sat in that chair had no care in the world. She wasn't afraid of consequences.
No,
and that's
no.
a bad thing.
No fear.
If you have no fear of the consequence of your action, you are a dangerous individual.
Yeah. No fear. So, they put the fear of God in you is what they did. That's what my parents said. They put the fear of God in you.
My daddy made sure I knew who he was.
Your parent put the fear about, man.
You look at your parent look at you across the room and say, their eyes can just tell you, I wish you were. You ever had your parents do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wish. And then if you do ball up, you know, you get a little couple of balls, you know, you get a little mini balls in you when you're young with your parents, you know, and then all of a sudden they get the back of your arm and they pinch as hard as they can.
And they twist,
and the whole time they doing that, they saying, Pastor, you had such a lovely message today, knowing that they tearing your arm up.
And you over there trying not to pee on yourself.
Yeah.
You over there like, oh, that
and then your parents' eyes looking at you saying, wait till I get your little narrow black ass home. Mm. You ain't going to sit down for 3 days. Mm. And they will bust your head open to the white meat. Sure. That's what we didn't stop doing. But we didn't let these kids grow up and feel like, I'm going to call the cops. I told my daddy one time, I'm going to call the cops on you. You know what he did? He handed me the phone.
And while I was, it whooped your ass while you calling.
Yeah, call him. call him. And my grandmother said the same thing to one of my cousins when we was over the house, and grandma was tearing him up with the Hot Wheels track. He said, I'll go call the cops. Grandma said, call them, and when they show up, I'm going to whoop their ass too. That's exactly what grandma said. You can't do that. We didn't lost that time. We ain't got no more big mamas walking and dragging their feet.
No more.
There ain't no more big mamas that when you get out of line will pop you in the back of your head, make your head snap and your eyes blink. We don't make that no more.
I'm a crazy daddy.
We done lost all that. I'm going to beat the hell out of my kids. Matter of fact, Philippians, you have some kids, bring them around, I'm going to beat them too. I'm going to beat your kids.
That's how I was back in the day.
You beat everybody.
If my mama wasn't at church and I got caught acting up, one of them other ladies at the church will beat your tail.
Yeah.
And then tell your mom, I had to whoop him.
I had to whoop him.
I had to whoop him. He was acting up in the choir stand.
I had to
beat him up there horse playing. And them Baptists cussed up there horse playing and
we're going to be here all night. But that's the way. That's the reason why we done got away from that. That's why we got these kids that ain't afraid to talk, that ain't afraid to the police walk in and you ain't going to say nothing to me. And then you know what the bad thing about it just is that when them kids are acting that way, their parents are supporting them.
Yes. You know what? Don't get me started on this conversation. All right.
Doors of the church is open. Come on in.
Some parents I just want to shoot in the face.
Shoot
you in
the face.
Worthless life.
You do.
That was just a waste of sperm.
So I got, like I said, I also said that last week. That got him upset too. I did, Justin. I may or may not have said that.
Whoever her daddy is should have just busted that on the floor.
Yeah.
And called it a day.
I said that the mama should have swallowed the baby. That's what I said.
Exactly.
That's what I But you know, but they got upset with me, and BDB Radio Network said I shouldn't say that no more.
Okay. All right.
So I will not.
Maybe that was a little bit too.
A little bit. I won't say that the mama should have swallowed the baby. I won't say that again. That was mean, and that hurt a whole lot of people's feelings.
It's the daddy's fault where he put it at.
Yeah, he should have. You know,
just hey.
Instead of tasing her in the tits, he should have just what? I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't go there either. What? Please fill out a comment card on your way out.
But black folks just looking for an excuse to act silly.
They is, but this is my argument to them. You guys want to say that I'm an advocate for police brutality, and I also called out the fact that Black Lives Matter. I say there shouldn't be a color to a life.
No, all lives matter.
So this is what I say. So you guys are, so a portion of the African-American community was pissed off about the Spring Valley student comments. So please explain to me the McDonald's worker that teased the homeless man with the burger. And when the homeless man came to the window to get the burger, he threw water at him while his friends were in the drive-thru window filming the whole thing. They were black. Am I not supposed to say nothing about that?
Is that the was that the black man beating up the dude?
Nah, there were no physical. This was just Mickey D's worker that played a cruel trick on a homeless man. Literally somebody held up a cellular device, set their phone to video. The guy working out the window in the McDonald's window called over a homeless man, said, come here, I'm going to give you a burger. An elderly homeless man, might I add. Come over, I'm going to give you a burger. The people in the car filming it said, go ahead and light this MF-er up. So the homeless man comes closer to the window, between the drive-thru window and the car, reaches his hand out for the burger, and the McDonald's worker throws a cup of water on him.
Wow.
And never gave him the burger. Now, granted, McDonald's fired the guy, but he was black. Is there an injustice for him, too?
Wait, is the homeless guy black?
The homeless guy was black, too.
And the guy in the window was black.
And the guy in the window was black.
Oh, it's black horrible. On black crime. White, police will
so,
just ignore it.
How come we ain't indignant about that?
That's horrible.
How come the black folks ain't indignant about that? Or if they are, how come those voices aren't as loud as the ones that when they say I'm advocating for police brutality because I didn't side with the girl at the Spring Valley thing? How come that? I don't understand that. That's one thing that I don't understand about the African American community, and y'all wonder why I disassociate myself with y'all. Because you want to get upset about one thing, but then you turn around and do the same damn type of thing. And you celebrate it, and you videotape it, and you post it up on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand that.
They have a website called World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that site.
Yeah. Oh. He said it. I didn't say it. It's on camera. It's on tape.
Is he white?
No. Mexican as hell.
Latino.
Latino. Yeah. That explains it.
Yeah. I don't understand that, Justin.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Uh-huh.
Dang. Yeah, where are you from? You Chicano or you? Oh, you Chicano.
But I have a little Irish in me though, so it's been mixed up. But
okay, which one, mom's or pops?
My mom's.
Okay, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna finish saying what you're saying.
Avocados from Mexico. Well, I'm glad you're back. I don't understand it just how the African American community can be upset that another black guy that I appear, because that's where they refer to me, mm-hmm. spoke out against the Spring Valley student. Mm-hmm. But then yet they have World Star Hip Hop and they got all these other videos out there that shows them disparaging themselves. This is my argument. Mm-hmm. If you want the rest of the world to notice that Black Lives Matter and you want them to not treat you a certain way, maybe you need to elevate yourself.
Yeah.
And not put yourself in that. But the community, when you think about the community and you go on there and they post up a video on Facebook and it's just some black dude doing something stupid,
yeah.
like throwing a cup of water on a homeless man, and they get 679,000 likes. I don't understand that. You can't have it both ways.
Right.
They can't have it, but you cannot expect everybody. You can't organize a march. You can't walk out on your jobs. You can't starve yourself out. You can't do all of that and also turn around and do crazy shenanigans.
Yeah.
If you're going to, you don't see us white people doing it. What?
Just nothing. Got that.
Did you get it? So it took me by surprise. And then while we're on the subject of black, I know we're up on the break on the black people, just real quick, just who in the hell told Gabrielle Sidibe to have sex on Empire?
Did somebody you see that?
Who's Gabrielle?
Gabrielle Sidibe. Precious.
She has
Precious.
Sex?
Precious got dick down on Empire.
By who?
I don't know. Some dude that shouldn't have been digging it down. Precious got the business.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was not pretty. Can wow. you say?
Was she showing?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I was afraid to watch it. I was scared. Oh. I was scared. I didn't want to watch it.
I'll be like.
I was scared. Just peeping through your right. finger. I was scared, but Precious definitely having it. She going to come out and she going to say, I'm so glad that I broke down the walls of fat people not having sex on TV. Precious, baby, there was a reason fat people don't have sex on television. That's all you proved.
You ever notice when Precious come on the screen, the camera always slowly comes back?
It has to.
You can't get too close to Precious because she takes up the whole
wide whole angle. Screen.
She got to be wide.
Why they? She got the business.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
She got the business on Empire.
You know what? Precious is big.
No, Precious is huge.
She okay. I was trying to be nice.
No. Be truthful. Not nice. Okay. Truthful. Well, truth.
Precious look like a fat guy.
Oh, Precious. There she is. Oh, Precious. But, oh, hey, Precious. Oh, Precious.
That's the one right there.
Nah.
Them quiet storms.
Like. Yeah. Oh, Precious. Oh, baby.
It'd be them quiet ones that get.
Oh, Precious.
That quiet one gets me all the time.
Precious, how you feel about having sex on camera? I know. Yeah. I know. That's what you do. That's what you do, Precious. Oh, boy. Oh, Precious.
Oh. Man, you nasty, man.
She should have did that. All right, so now that I didn't officially offended all the black folks, that's fine.
You're in my ears,
I
too.
I hear that Steve Harvey got a great podcast. Go listen to that. I'm sick of it. Don't send me any more communications about what I say. Because you know what? Until y'all all start acting crazy and start acting right, you can't. You get what you deserve.
They're just not civilized.
My family, you know? they're not civilized, but they want civility. You can't have it both ways.
Yes, that's crazy. It's an oxymoron.
It's a very oxymoron. Stupid. Just because you're a different color than me, you can't use one word that starts with right. an N. But then, yeah, when I'm out with my boys, I can use the word. And I don't get that. I don't get it.
Right. It's like,
so until y'all black folks figure it out, leave me out of it. I'll be over here in the white people where we civilized. We know how to act.
Nah, white people, they crazy.
I just grossed at everybody on Twitter with this. They told me to stop doing this. Oh, Precious.
And these are your personal recordings.
These are mine. Yeah, caught in the bathroom of Corey Blaze. All right, folks.
Caught. You did that yourself. You nasty.
We'll be right back. Anthony don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. Oh, my God. Starbucks got red cups. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Nasty coffee. You remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. I was
You know, who wouldn't want the holidays sprinkled with glitter, bright lights, epic shows and concerts, attractions and celebrities, and unforgettable memories? You know where you can find all that? Vegas, Nevada, baby. And you and to get there, you go through fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Our friends at Vegas.com are the industry insiders to everything Vegas. And they live, work, and play in Vegas. And all the deals that happen there, they know about it first. Then they pass those deals on to our listeners of this show at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. And don't forget that if you book a hotel room and the price changes before you check in, Vegas.com will alert you and allow you to rebook at the lower rate and refund you the difference. But the way to get there is through fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Give some time to Lady Luck this holiday season through Vegas.com at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas, baby. All right. Welcome back to the show. Well, well, man, this show is like flying by right now.
It really is.
All right. So, boys, we all know. Flippius, you've gone to Starbucks before, yeah?
Yes.
Anthony?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Just James, you've visited Starbucks, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, of course, you know, I think that it was possibly Donald Trump that made this really popular, but Starbucks released their new holiday cups, and it's just a red cup, white top, with the Starbucks logo on it. That's all that it is. And for some reason, that has somehow brought the the industry to their knees.
That's a very weak industry. That's then.
Stupid.
Where did that just go? Did that go out?
Snapchat. Is that okay?
Oh no, no,
no, okay,
no, no, it's not. We'll show. We'll let you do it again.
That
we'll
angle shows his other three chins.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. But anyway, so Starbucks released these cups. And for our Ustream viewers, the Starbucks cup is up there.
I think they look good.
It looks like a holiday cup.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it?
A holiday cup.
A holiday cup. A hole in they day cup.
I like that one.
Thank you very much.
Separate it.
Yeah, a hole in they day cup.
But no, take the TH off and just put a D on it.
Okay.
A hole in day day.
A hole in day day?
Yeah.
Oh, Justin, that's really, really black. You know, they stopped listening 5 minutes ago.
What kind of markets everybody?
That's true. Any any argument to these stupid cups?
No.
No.
I think anybody who's arguing is dumb and don't have anything else to do with their life.
Thank you.
But die.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Giving
public death.
Yeah. What were you saying, Anthony?
Says stop giving this crappy coffee free publicity. That's all.
That's good coffee.
It's not going to do nothing but make everybody go to Starbucks and make sure the cups is red. Oh, for real? They got red cups? Somebody give me a red cup.
So the people are like they're bent out of shape because they're like, it doesn't have a snowflake. It doesn't have Santa Claus on it. And you know what it was? It was, it all started with a reverend. Oh, they were quick on that one.
Oh, they did two of them.
Yeah, they did. Reverend went on to the social media and said that this is, you know, Starbucks hates Christmas and they hate Jesus.
What?
Then, you know, they should have put Santa Claus on their cup, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is a red cup with a white top. So, I mean, Santa Claus all day.
People need to get over themselves.
Yeah.
We really have too much going on right now. No one cares.
Oh, and the pastor that said that, go feed homeless people, help your community instead of complaining about stupid stuff.
Yeah. So just another thing people get upset about.
Jesus
because
be with you.
Starbucks. Oh, my God. Starbucks didn't put Santa Claus on the cups. Who cares?
It's just a red cup with a Starbucks logo.
It's all that it is. It's a red cup with a Starbucks logo. But now this is something that is actually kind of good. Have you heard of the name Johari Osai?
Johari Osai.
Yes.
That sounds like a meal you get at Panda Express.
No, it's not. It's Johari Osai was trending earlier today. Matter of fact,
social media trending.
Social media trending because she is considered a hero who read a book while at a Donald Trump rally. Girl was sitting behind Donald Trump at this rally and she felt that he got bored, boring. So she busted out a book and started reading it. Don't care what Donald Trump had to say. So what was the what's the funny part about it is that there was a meme of her, and I'm going to show this. We don't have it on camera, but there's a meme of her of the head snap. So she's at the rally. That guy bends over, tries to tell her to put her book away. She said, "I'm reading my book," and snapped her head back. And that's what went viral was the meme. And we'll have the meme up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page. But that's what went viral. And I say hats off to the girl.
Yeah. That's funny.
She went to Donald Trump. She didn't care what he had to say. But she said in an interview that she was very optimistic about going to the rally. She was invited there by a friend. She went there with an open mind, thinking that Donald was going to have something great to say.
She gave him a chance.
And she gave him a chance. And then when he got boring, she decided to whip out a book and read the book. Yes, Lady K, you can ask a question. Whipped out a book and read a book.
I ain't mad at her either.
Why the heck not?
She didn't have to whip in Nae Nae M, though. She did the next snap and she...
You got to whip. You got
she, whipped, she whipped a nae-nae real
quick. You got
quick.
A whip. You got a nae-nae. All right, Lady K said, never mind. All right. Well, Lady K, I thought you were going to ask a question. All right, Anthony, it's our we have some our new segment that we debuted a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Nominations for a new award, Justin, that we're giving out called The Bitch of the Year.
Oh.
Well, we have three new submittals, and we're going to get to those.
I can give you 20 more.
I'm sure you can. We're going to get to those after the break. But before we go to break next week, folks, before the Thanksgiving holiday, we will be busting out our listener mail sack. So if you want to have a question answered on the show or address the show, I want you to reach out to us. You can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or if you prefer snail mail, you want to get it out, correspondence, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Anything included in your correspondence becomes property of BDB Radio Network, and yes, ladies, that includes your draws. Yeah. So listener mail sack next week, right, Lip?
Yes.
Next week. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with our nominations for Bitch of the Year. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I can't say it, Audible. Audible. Portion of the show is brought to you by audibletrial.com/FGRS. Download any audiobook free when you try Audible for 30 days. Choose from 180,000 bestsellers, new releases, sci-fi, romances, mysteries, classics, and more. To get your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Audible, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. Whoa, whoa. Whew. We're almost done, Just. You'll be able to leave soon. Yeah?
No, I never want
to
leave.
You was not paying attention.
I never want
to
leave.
He ain't paying attention to nothing. Well, Just, it's the segment that's now sweeping the nation. It's our new segment. We have some new imaging thanks to the BDB Radio Network scientists, the labs. They've been in there kind of figuring it out. And it's the segment that's switching and sweeping the nation called Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year. Bitch of the Year nomination. And of course, our bed music is now moved. Bitch, get out the way. Bitch. This was submitted by Sean Tips. Sean Tips submitted Arcadia Chambers as the Bitch of the Year nominee. Arcadia comes with her skill sets of trying to shush her baby, her crying baby, by giving the baby bourbon.
Bitch.
She gave the baby shots of bourbon after, oh God, my internet just crashed.
Dang it.
Tylenol? It was after Tylenol.
Anthony, she gave her after Tylenol and Motrin, I believe. And how old was the baby?
Oh, about less than a month old? It was a very young
baby.
It was an infant?
It was an infant.
They didn't, I don't even think they didn't even say. It just, they put baby. They didn't even want to put down the age.
10-month-old.
10-month-old?
An Arkansas mom picked up an old whiskey on the gums trick from her own mother, as you do, but she allegedly went overboard and fed the 10-month-old, her 10-month-old son, some of the bourbon she kept in the freezer. Who puts bourbon in a freezer?
Irresponsible, horrible people. No, this is a white person. Look at
She's white. Yeah.
I see. Look at she. White trash all the way.
She learned the bourbon. In
Do you see her shirt? Like. A nicer way to say you're an idiot. That's her shirt from.
Is that her what
booking.
Her shirt says?
Yes. A nicer way to say you're an idiot.
So that is our first.
So how did they find out that? Who found out? Did she tell someone? Did she?
Probably. There's more, Anthony. Do you have the story up there in front of you while I log back in?
Oh yeah. So
how did they find out?
I think she called them because her baby was found limp and unresponsive.
Yeah. So she couldn't revive the baby.
She couldn't revive the baby. So when they took the baby in, they found alcohol and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, but here's a weird
thing. Baby was towed back.
Done.
Oh, and
baby turned up 10 months.
10 months turned up.
The 10 month turn up.
Oh,
TMT. Bring all your 10-month-old babies to the beach.
That's horrible, huh?
Yeah, I know, that's horrible.
For the 10-month-old turn.
And Jay Hathaway from Gawker.com, a great way to put in something funny to something that's pretty horrible. It says, the baby was obviously not okay to drive, so he was airlifted to a hospital.
Yeah, I know. They got shit in there.
So is the baby like crying too much or something?
Yeah, what babies do? Mm. What babies
they
do?
They all cry. Sometimes they don't stop crying no matter what you do. So you just let them cry themselves to sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard some moms put their baby in the dumpster. They put their baby in the microwave.
Well, it gets worse. We got a few more nominees.
Oh, dang.
Lady K. Lady K submitted her nominee, Ardacia Chambers. Check out this bitch.
Ardacia. She black?
A-D-A-C-I-A.
She black?
Wait, how do you spell it? Ardacia, then?
Ardacia? A-D-A-C-I-A?
A-D-A-C-I-A.
Her mama must have had some bourbon from Lori. This bitch ran a red light, purposely drove around a barricade over a police motorcycle before crashing into spectators at the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade, killing 4 people, including a kid.
Oh, yeah. I read about that. That is sad.
This bitch.
Wait, was she on something?
I don't know. I don't think she was on anything.
She was totally sober doing that?
I believe so. But according to the reports that her father admitted that she had been having some mental problems and did some time 7 years ago in a mental rehabilitation center in Oklahoma.
Somebody clearly, let the loony out.
Clearly that didn't work.
Mm-mm. Who let the dogs out?
Ooh. That was Lady K submitted Ardacia Chambers.
That's a bitch right there.
Kevin Spaceman submitted to the show.
Spaceman, not Spacey.
Spaceman.
Okay.
She was drunk off the Twitter. She was drunk, according to Lady K. That's why she did it. She was drunk. Yeah. Kevin Spaceman submitted Tammy Griffith, a local submission for Bitch of the Year.
Local?
Yes.
Oh, wow. A local person?
Have you heard? Yeah, she's right here in Los Estados Unidos, Arizona. Mesa, Arizona. Why was that so funny, Jess? How was that funny? What'd I do?
That was good. I like that one.
What'd I do?
I like that.
She's from Mesa.
I like that.
Let me tell you what this bitch did. This bitch killed her son in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She was all over the news. You not know about this?
I sure didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. She killed herself, killed her son in the hospital. And I believe he had some type of
autism, right?
Autism, I believe. Uh-huh. She killed her son in the hospital in Mesa, Arizona. And then did the only thing that a coward bitch would do, killed herself. Mm-hmm. Murder suicide.
Well, you're a dead bitch.
Yeah, she's a dead bitch.
Well, she can't receive the award.
I don't think she. I think she should be out because she ain't alive. See, who are we gonna present the award to?
That's like the award above the bitch award.
Yeah, and do we know what the trophy?
Can we present it to her grave?
No, because you know the trophy for the bitch of the award. You know what the trophy of the bitch of the year is, right?
Yo, who?
It's a baseball bat. We don't give it to him. We hit him with it. We gonna bust him right in the teeth. Gonna tase
all
him.
All awards are intangible.
That's just for Orly.
And I have a question.
Yes, Anthony, I'll entertain your question.
I truly believe that some men are bitches. So can we have them?
Anybody can qualify for a nomination to Bitch of the Year. If you have a Bitch of the Year, you can send it in to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, just like Sean, Lady K, and Ken did. And those are our Bitch of the Year nominations.
We'll just see awards. Are you going to announce the winner?
Well, not yet. We're still collecting bitches. We're still collecting bitches.
Does the year have to be over?
Yeah, at the end of the year, we'll announce the winner of the Bitch of the Year.
Can I submit right now?
Yeah, you have a Bitch of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, huh?
Can I say their names?
Are there people that you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, Justin, you know, we don't want any controversy on this show. Go ahead.
Okay.
My lawyer said no last names.
Who's the...
I don't know who he really is.
Okay, just give an abbreviation for their last name. Just give an abbreviated letter.
I'm totally just joking. I don't know, bitch. Well, let me think.
Sorry, Lady K.
Let me think.
They want me to stop saying ta-ta tasing off the Twitter.
You can't say that tasing.
You guys watch that show Homeland?
No.
Okay. The Homeland viewers out there who listen to this show,
yes.
I don't know her name, but the blonde chick on Homeland, that's like the main character, she needs to get the Bitch of the Year award and die.
Why? The character or the real person?
The character.
Oh, well, Justin, we can't kill off fictitious
people.
But
if she
people?
Plays that part that well, that means that she's like that in real life.
No, we'll leave that to the writers.
No.
It's a job to kill them all.
No, she needs to die.
No.
Publicly.
How do you want it? Stoning, hanging, burning?
Yes. I'm old school.
Shot.
You want her to shoot? You want her to die?
Yeah.
Why, Justin?
Man, I get so emotional when I watch her on that screen.
I get
angry.
Baby.
And that means she's like that in real life. Somebody can do it that good. That means
Justin, I'm a good actor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on all the All You Can Eat Buffet commercials.
That's messed up. That's hurtful.
Oh, that shotgun. It reminds me. I don't know how, but
yes.
Star Wars is coming up soon.
Star Wars is coming up. Are you excited
about
Star Wars?
Did you hear the reviews on Star Wars?
No, I haven't. Please talk amongst yourselves while I reboot my computer so I can actually have
my
closing
script.
They get mad because there's more black people in the new Star Wars.
Oh,
no, boycott.
There go the Negroes again. They upset. They get dragged out of child school chairs, and now there's too many of them in the movies. When are they ever going to be happy, Justin?
The white people are mad because there's too many black people.
We should be mad. There are too many of y'all.
Why do the black people got to keep taking the white people stuff? Right. That's just rude.
Well, we want to be universal. We don't want to just have black trophies.
We gave y'all 40 acres and a mule. Now go sit down. Shut the hell up. What? That's inappropriate. And you wonder why we get so much hate mail from them lip. That's wrong. You shouldn't have said that, Philippius.
I'm sorry.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not.
Yeah, we're going to have you deported now. That was rude.
Well, we're going to ship. What we're going to do is send him back to San Bernardino, California, where he's from.
What?
Aren't you from San Bernardino, California?
No.
Well, you are now.
He's from Guadalajara.
Oh, you're from Los Estados Unidos.
That sounds like a Mexican food commercial.
When you get hungry, you can get down to Los Estados Unidos, America.
Avocados from Mexico.
Can get your guacamole, your
Mesa.
Salsa.
It's either Mesa or like Southside, like 16th Street and Broadway.
Hey,
You
get avocados from 16th Street and Broadway?
Yeah, that's where you live, huh? You live there?
No, but I've been around the area a lot.
Oh, is that where your weed man is?
No.
Okay, am I in your business?
Huh?
Am I in your business?
Yeah, you are so far in my business, I feel invaded.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
Oh, no. Nothing can make me feel uncomfortable. After seeing him naked, Corey, nothing can make you. Especially when he's chasing like after you with it in his hand. Nothing will scare me or freak me out again.
He calling you out, Corey.
I know. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Can I sandwich a little black salami? Okay.
Hold on a minute. Lip, I'm really sorry. When the did you see me naked?
Huh?
We gotta get out of here.
That's the top. That's the top.
Oh, yeah.
Top. Is it worst? Is it worst impressions? Or?
No, you know what? I wake
Justin,
up.
Don't feed no. into it. What the hell are you doing to me?
I wake up screaming at night. The doctors prescribed me liquid morphine to go to sleep at night.
That wasn't a doctor that gave you that prescription.
That was 16th Street Broadway.
That was 16th.
Yeah. Right next to where the Jamaican food is.
We got to get out of here. We're out of time. We're out of time. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just ran out of time for today.
I love Bieber.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Black Friday Deals. Folks, don't wait. Get the deals now at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. You are welcome to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is my daily blog. Fun stories, news, wacky celebrity, breaking news, and more. AfterTheLevels.com. Check it out. For our executive producer, Philippius and Anthony Frosto, and our guest, Just James, thanks for coming by, buddy. We appreciate you so much. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, that's you, Orly. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. And don't forget, folks, tell everybody you encounter about the show. When they ask you, what the hell is this show about, simply reply, they'll make you laugh, or they'll depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. All right, folks, join us next week. Next Thursday, we'll be back live with an all-new show. See you at the top, everybody. Bye-bye!
Never seen me naked.
Wait, hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...